This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 4076, for Monday, the 18th of March, 2024. Today's show is entitled WLED House Lights. It is hosted by Operator and is about 35 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is I talk about setting up year around house lights.
Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio with your host Operator. I'm going to talk about WLED DIY house lights. I don't understand why I haven't done this one before. I guess because it's a lot, and it's I think I took a bunch of notes and then I never did an episode. So WLED is a open source lights management program. You've got big ones like X-Lights, what it'll do like with music and a couple other ones. I never really got into that space. I just wanted easy Christmas lights year-round. So it started back when I kept having to get on the roof every year, and I don't want to be on the roof. I'm trying not to be on the roof at all. So now it's just year-round, you know, no matter what the holiday is, or maybe we're having a party or whatever, I can turn the lights on. And, you know, whatever festive thing I want. I don't have to climb up and do the Christmas tree lights and then pull them back down. Trying to get some people to help when there's replacements and swaps outs to be made to be easy. But anyways, so what I'll say is the setup is pretty easy, the actual doing of everything. You can buy... Home Depot has J-channel, a thin J-channel. You can buy, it's not cheap, but it is a vinyl J-channel, and it's very thin. The stuff that the guy sells, Mr. Lights, or whatever the guy's name is, he has, like, bigger J-channel, and I think it's metal, and it comes in different colors or whatever. I like the J-channel at Kroger, or sorry, at Home Depot, because it's thinner. So I think it comes in white only. Well, I think I bought white. And then I forgot that I would have to put stuff on the roof because I wanted to put stuff, lights on the roof too. So I think I bought some spray paint and just spray painted them. And it actually, the spray paint is an outdoor heavy duty spray paint. And it has, you know, worked for the most part. There's been some parts where it's bent because of, you know, the plastic getting so extremely hot on top of the roof, it melted. And then when that plastic melts, the paint kind of fractures. So, you know, if you can get dark colors for the roof that more or less match your roof, then do that. If not, you're going to have to buy some, like, of that metallic, like, the you know, cool-looking paint that looks like a roof, like a stucco paint, textured paint. So there's that, and then the actual pixels, and I'm not sure I'm going to do show notes, even though it's pretty complicated, because I have a Google Docs, and I'll try and export that and put it on my site too, just in case. It's Project 365 is the name of it, and it looks like I have a... Now, this is probably 3 or 4 years coming, so I will share with that. Let me make a notepad for my notepad. So I want to share Project 365 docs and the sheet and put it on my site for backup. Let's see. Project. So the first thing I'll open here is an Excel spreadsheet. And basically I measured the sides of the house. Sorry, I'm doing two projects at a time here. I'm at the makerspace doing some stuff. So project. I have notes about the setup. Join the WLED and software SDR. And SR Discord. Oh, Sound Reactive Discord. Sorry. So there's a WLED GitHub or Discord, and there's a Sound Reactive Discord. If you're into the Sound Reactive stuff, sure, it is easy to do once you actually get it, the part soldered on there. I ordered a digital one, and I think the firmware I had on there was different because I waited like a year, 6 months. I mean, I spent a long time setting all this up, but I spent even longer on the sound. So all in all, it's not a big commitment. If you're a beginner to electronics and you understand basic electronics, it's easy. You're soldering a teensy board or whatever they're called, and you don't even need to do that. You don't even need to solder anything, actually. I forgot. You just buy the little pinouts, pinout set for the thing for, you know, $10 online, and then you crimp the ends, and you can be fine with that. You can solder them to make them nice and cleaner, and have a cleaner connection, but you can just crimp your way to solder town. By the way, the little sets that have that you use for like Arduino boards, the little clampy things, there's a tool to crimp those, which, had I thought about it, I would have obviously known that there is a tool to crimp those. So I don't know what that tool is, but I'm going to add it to my list here so that I do not forget to get it. It's like a crimping tool for those things. Crimp tool for Arduino wires. And it's kind of a standard, you know, a standard size. It's basically a flap that sticks up on two sides before you plug in the pin, and you have to smush down those two flaps. And then there's two smaller flaps you smush down. And then sometimes once you smush them, they're too flat, and they won't actually go in with the piece of plastic. So there's apparently a crimping tool that will help you with all that. So anyways, take your time. Baby steps. You know, learn the required basics for house wiring. You know, ground, hot, load, common ground, measuring amps. I don't understand why I've not done this before. Hold on. WLED. House. I just don't understand. House tour. And I walk around my house, my device. Wow. Okay. I just haven't done this. So yeah, you need to understand the basics. You know, ground, hot, load, line, common, ground, AC, DC, measuring amps, voltage, voltmeter. Get you one of them, Mr. Happy sockets, Mr. Power amp. It'll be in my notes. Power reader thing. Oh, it's called a kilowatt. K-I-L-L-A-W-A-T-T. Get it? Kilowatt. It measures the amps. So when you plug it all in, you set it all up, and you turn it on, you're worried about how many amps are going through your pixels. We'll kind of get to that. I'll try to be quick, but we'll kind of get to that. So once you first started all this out, you're like, ooh, you know, amps and volts and whatever. It's not that. It is kind of terrifying because you don't want to burn all your stuff or burn all your pixels. But honestly, it's not that hard to figure out. Once you get the voltage saying plus or minus 12 volts on the 12-volt pixels, and you can, with the fancy adapters, you can dial up the voltage. So if it's like 12 volts and you want to give a little bit of kick, not recommended, run a house down, whatever, disclaimer. Obviously, I'm not an electrician, but you can put a little bit more amps than what's required. And this is common. I'm not an electrician. I don't know anything, pretend to know anything about electricity, but I do know how to measure how many voltage is coming out of an amp. And I'll get on a, you know, 6 volt, you know, little crappy 5 volt power adapter, I'll get 6 volts, 8 volts sometimes. It depends. Like, they're all over the place. So if you try to actually measure the voltage of some of these voltage adapters, and I feel like it's the smaller ones that have the most egregious voltage ranges. So like, you know, it'll be like a 6 volt adapter, but the, you know, little device will only be like 3 volts, and it only needs 3 volts. So you're plugging in that, and then so half the time the smaller ones seem to be like a higher voltage. I don't know if that's true. And then the 12 volts, because what I was looking for was a 12 volt adapter. So anything around 12 volts, it was always under 12 volts. But then once you start getting past the 12 volt mark, like higher voltage, I think those are more consistent, meaning not consistent as a good quality thing, but there are, you know, 12 volts is 12 volts is 12 volts. No, but you know, 30 volts out of a 30 volt adapter, you're probably going to get 32 volts. you'll get a little bit more, if anything. So that's been my experiences. I don't want to go too far on about amps and volts, but, you know, it's kind of important. So Macrame answers for a 22 gauge wire is 90.92 amps. So 22 gauge wire, and that's the same wire I think that the pixels run off of. Series, not parallel, like old Christmas tree lights. Talk about AC/DC, AC wall. Talk about meters, max amps. 10 amps on the WLED pixels. I think that's their maximum. Or maybe 10 amps max on the wire that I've got. 0.92 amps, I guess, you know, whatever. So anyways, I got screenshots here also in the document. 567 LEDs as the count. So the way I have it set up is I have it split two different directions. So there's actually two strands of lights coming from the source, and then it splits off and goes one direction. And what else? I think I split off three ways, maybe just two. I can't remember. I've got the spreadsheet showing the blocks, and I counted each section. It's a little hard to explain. So basically, I have an Excel document, and first I started with a visual document. So I measured the distance on the things and marked it with how far the roof line is, how far the bottom of the thing is, the left side of the house, the right side of the house, the garage, whatever I wanted to wrap. And I labeled the length in there, and then I started making an Excel table, and then I called them different things, like A3, A2, A1 is all around the door. You know, everything in D is around the garage. Everything in B is the rest of the house, essentially. I think maybe I named them different based on their range too. So which segment there are. So I ended up breaking the house. Needless to say, I ended up breaking up the house into like three sections. And you can look at the diagram. I got the math in there. The Excel spreadsheet shows the math in there and how I've calculated inches to feet and feet to inches and estimated pixels per inch. So each pixel holds, I don't know, oh man, was it a yard is how long they were, or 3 feet is how long they were, right? And you could fit however many pixels per strand. I don't remember. Anyways, and with the J channel, you have to drill the holes yourself. So if you have a drill press, please use it. If you don't have a drill press, find somebody that has a drill press. I did it by hand. I guess 152, at least 152. I don't know how many total pixels I have. 1,000. So I hand drilled 1,000 with a step drill. I use a step drill for the J channel holes. And it's not a step drill. What do they call those? Sunken, countersunk drill bit. So it's a big, wide, flat drill bit. And it's not like the drill bits to drill a hole with. It's more like a cone shape with a blade on that cone shape. So that you don't... So it doesn't just dig into the plastic and tear it all up. It kind of slides in and then eventually starts to cut more and more. It still can make a mess, but... if you have a drill press, you could do like three holes at a time, slide down, three holes at a time, slide down, three holes, maybe even four or five if you could set up some kind of jig that would hold it on both sides. Set up a wooden jig that would hold it perfectly straight, you know, five pieces at a time and be done. That's the J-channel thing again. You have the screenshots, how I segmented everything out. I set it up to so where I could inject more power down the line. And there's some notes around the hardware and all that. You're not really supposed to feed more power into the line. I don't keep them on that long. It's not like... Because at first it was like, oh, plug it in, go, you know, whatever. And now they're like, okay, you need... By law, you probably have to run... a whole new power line to the next strand or something. because I'm not an electrician. So you start out by most of the videos telling you, yeah, just, you know, throw an extra 12 volts down the line, you'll be fine. Now they say run an entire line all the way from the beginning of the power all the way down to the end. So they're basically running a whole other line for power. Or I think at least the positive side of the whatever. Get real soldering with some real lead. Don't get that lead-free solder. Heat gun, stretch lights. I don't know what the stretch lights are. So you got a heat gun. If you don't have a heat gun, you do electronics, please get one. It's for the shrink wire. It's for, you know, don't use a lighter. It's for a bunch of other things. You can get heat gun based wire crimps or whatever. So basically it's a heat shrink tube with solder in the middle, and you heat it up super hot, and basically it melts the plastic around, and then it melts the, in theory, it melts the solder in the middle, and once that middle band melts, it fuses the wire together, and you have a nice, not only do you have a nice solder, you have a nice like seal connection thing for the setup. So those are pretty good to have. Inline inject is not right. Wish versus eBay, AliExpress, really the same. Yeah, so AliExpress, eBay, for all these boards, it honestly, don't wait a month to get your product. You're not going to save any money unless you buy in bulk or something, maybe. Man, this adapter is bad. Don't pay Amazon's horrible. Yes. There's stores. Easy Stores, basically, Sir 74, QNLED, and then the guy that does, there's one of the guys that sell this stuff is, that's not Quinn. I think Quinn is one of the guys, and I think Serge is also maybe Quinn. I don't know. This is old stuff. I would say probably 5 years old now, so maybe the landscape has probably changed. But these guys' sites are still up. Yeah, he's got a moon module, which basically gives you, like, this moon module guy gives you, like, everything you need in one board. So ESP32 WLED, he's got 1, 2, 3 power inputs, I think. Yeah, I think that's how that works. Or no, that's for the whatever. Anyways, that's all kind of most of the hardware. It's ESP32. You program them with Arduino, and you can do it online. It's like WLED.tools. And then you load your browser and say you want access to the serial port. Done. You press a button. You follow the directions, and it pushes sound reactive. You can even push from there, too. So it's great. You know, just recommend backing up your configs and stuff fairly often. Notes, troubleshooting, here's a bunch of troubleshooting stuff, videos, fixing the firmware, installed WLED, it's install.wled.me. Sound reactor WLED, I'll put this up as an actual show because it has been a couple of years, and if this sits in the reserve queue, it's probably not going to be super useful for much longer, but WLED's been rocking forever on their Discord, and I'm always acting stuff. See, I got buy list here, so I got my fancy 12 volt, 17 amp, 200 watt adapter. It's just like no cover, no, just bare bones. It's just sitting hanging out there. I do have it up in the garage. But it's protected by a press board, MFT stuff. Press board is awful. Don't ever buy it. The MDF stuff, go for the MDF. Don't get it wet still, but at least it's not press board, for Christ's sakes. So yeah, the wires are called WS. That's a Whiskey Sierra 2811 pixels. Those are the guys I use. The strips made me nervous. They're probably easily replaceable, more easily replaceable, if you do it right. So you could set it up just for where your J channel was just hot plug. So you could just, you know, unclip, because I have mine screwed in with a screwdriver, and that is, you don't want to be like unscrewing screws on top of your riff. You want to have a clip system where you can clip the J channel in there. I would at all costs, I would try to make it that way and make it modular and do it right the first time. I did not do it right the first time, so now if I have a Pixel go out, I have to, you know, patch where that hole is. What I would like to do, patch meaning cut both ends, first you have to figure out the right Pixel, and if you mess up, because if the Pixel is out and then you swap that Pixel, it's not that Pixel. It's probably the Pixel before it. So the Pixel that was on is still working, but when then pushing that signal down the line, it can't. So the second one is out. So you have to determine which Pixel is the one that's actually failing. Is it the one that's out, or is it the one before it? And if you want to be safe, you can try and check each individual Pixel with, like, I guess there's not really any way to check it. I guess the voltage or amps on the other end, whatever. But I digress. They can be annoying to troubleshoot. It would be nice to have it modular where you just swap it out. The problem is your house is not perfectly, you know, 3 feet in every calculation. So that model won't really work. You're always going to have to just patch, I guess. Got a kilowatt here, so how many amperages? That way you're not pushing too much. I was so nervous about blowing stuff up. I had the maximum brightness calculator set, and it was like super low, and I kept having problems with the lights flickering and going crazy. So if the lights are flickering or going crazy, it's in this order your problem: not enough voltage, and then I would say a short somewhere, then I would say the software itself, and then I would say too much voltage. Like, too much voltage looks, and I've unfortunately done it, too much voltage looks more like a surge in power, obviously. When it's doing the effects, it'll just look like it's a power surge. Whereas if it's not enough power, it'll still look weird. Things will still like flicker or whatever, but it'll look obviously dim. Your lights will be darker at night or whatever. So if the lights are going crazy and they're not working and whatever, just turn up the voltage, turn up the power, turn up the amps, turn up everything gradually, obviously, until it improves. And if it does not improve, then you've done too much voltage or something else is going on. So, you know, could be anything. Quad hands is basically like a magnetic plate, metal plate with magnets on it. I've had this one for a long time. It gets sticky on the bottom, so you have to kind of keep that. I keep that plate oiled, actually, kind of, sort of. It's a very slick plate, but it's sticky. So, you know, they didn't do like a high... They did a high gloss surface, but it's not a high anti-sticky surface. So what would actually you'd want is, you know, something like... what do you call that stuff on Teflon on the bottom of each side? So that way it would always, whatever, but it would all be super slippery. So you have to find a compromise between whatever. They sent me new stickers, I think, when they had some kind of class action lawsuit because of the bottom would scratch it or something, or the stickies weren't right or something. Gives you a nice, what is this? Nut wire connectors? Yeah. So these are called 3-way 6-port connectors, quick connect. So as if you're doing the patching again, cut it, you know, thread your two, you know, strip your 6 wires, so cut your three wires, and then, you know, strip the 6, and then you pop each end in here and you clamp it, and you're done. And you can be done with that and be happy with that, or that's just a medium for you to test, and then now you can solder it together. So either way, you want to have these, you want to order some of these, because it's Christmas. This true story, Christmas morning, the lights are out. And I can't, you know, I did all this work. It was like my second year with the lights, I think, third year. And I'm like, man, I did all this work to get this up here. And maybe Halloween, I had messed with it before, probably, because that's kind of when I start. I have to check it before Halloween. And then if it needs work, hopefully I can get my nephew in and help me fix it. But if not, you know, so I do work to get it fixed. And then Halloween, you know, Halloween comes and goes and Christmas comes. And I'm trying to use it, and it's not working, so it's kind of annoying. So Christmas morning, I'm out there, and his hands are frozen into, I can't feel them, trying to fix it. And I did the quick, that was with the quick connect stuff. And, like, you don't want to be doing that. You want the patch to be as easily, you know, as quick as possible to get fixed. And, you know, maybe if you're bored, it makes you nervous, come back out another day and solder it when it's nice outside and not stupid cold. Yeah, the wire, these are adapters that I use inside, these 15 to DC power connectors. They say that they're not great, you know, 12 volt. Quick connect 12 volt adapters, so it's like a male-female end barrel connector. And then the two-pack, at least a two-pack. Now, if you're new to Arduino and electronics and you don't know how to triple-check the power before you double-check the power connections, like every time you go to plug it in, you know how to plug it in, but guess what? You have the orientation flipped upside down and you plug in the power port into some data port. Done. They do not make this stuff idiot-proof, despite how idiot-proof it is, if that makes sense. The digital microphones for the sound reactive, it's pretty idiot-proof. You plug it in, you set it up, and when you change to one of the effects for sound reactive and it's not doing anything, chances are something is broken. They have like troubleshooting guides, and they have troubleshooting Arduino apps you can run that will show like the gain and level. I guarantee you, if it's not working, you didn't connect it properly. Because I think out of the gate it has like auto gain turned on, so you don't even have to adjust anything. Like it will automatically all just work. You know, some of the effects wouldn't be great for troubleshooting, but in general, you turn the music off and, you know, your lights stay on or they don't do anything, and then you turn your music on and they start doing stuff, it's working in some capacity, and then that's when you get into having to troubleshoot. And I did get some signal, but the signal I had was very low. And that's when it started driving me insane, and I finally gave up, and then came back to it a year later, and I think I soldered a new one on there. Or maybe I tried to. I can't even remember. But anyways. Oh, here's the heat shrink tubing kit connectors. Heat shrink tubing kit. That's what they call it. Sleeve tube wrap cable wire kit. So heat shrink tubing kit, which doesn't say anything about how to solder in the middle. But it's actually pretty cool. It's an art form, man. You got to do it right. You're basically melting the plastic. And if you're sitting under a fire smoke detector, like my shop is for whatever dumb reason, it will set that off pretty quickly. Nice wire strippers, your little pack of whatever they call that, housing male-female pin connectors, 40-pin, 2.54 millimeter, that's what they call it. 2.54 millimeters, all your Arduino stuff. Here's the J-Channel drill press. Software defined. The software is WLED. I like the sound reactive. Some backup config. Back up your config. Back up your presets. Know the one music sign and two music signs indicate if it is volume or FFT driven. So FFT is one of the sound reactive features. The single note sign means that it's a volume-based sound reactive play to that kit. So that could make sense if you know you want to do volume-based stuff. And I'm pretty sure FFT is full-blown EQ equalizer. It's not beat detection, I don't think. It's not beat detection. Possibly. Maybe it's got beat detection built into it. It works. It works pretty good. There's instances where, you know, it's not perfect. you know, but it reminds me of back in the days when you had like beat detection software with, oh god, Tractor, and it was kind of sort of there, but it didn't work. Now it's all just like AI driven or something, who knows. Yeah, sound reactive mics, notes, options, FM, FM transmitter, so you can get a, yeah, you know, get a legal AM transmitter or whatever, or a legal FM transmitter, or you can get the illegal ones that will, the whole neighborhood will hear your radio station, that are like, you know, you got the FCC fans driving down your, street. Let's see. Yeah. Here's some amps. Notes about amp. 0.47 after inject, a little higher brightness, still ever so slightly dim at the end. 0.37 on before inject power. 0.31 off. 0.24 off. 9.6 mid up the left side. I guess that's the voltage dropping from 12 to 9 volts. Let's put a V in there, because 9.6 what? Feet? 9.6 feet up the knitting? I guess it's voltage. So anyways, that's my notes for WLED. Use a drill press. It's fun. The wife is... the wife is responsible for the colors and setting it and plugging it in. So she knows what adapters to plug in and what to do. Sorry, got stuff going on here. How to test this. She knows... I've trained her how to plug it in and unplug it. I've told her how to, you know, if there's a surge or something, which unfortunately does happen. That's why you have two, at least two, because one for backup. You want to have a hot spare of everything. Hot spare of the pixels. I would buy double the amount of pixels you need, because chances are you're going to want to, you know, replace everything at some point, essentially. So if the whole thing... Okay, so let's say the whole kit lasts you 5 years and you never have to order another thing. Well, guess what? In 5 years, you're not going to be able to order any of the pixels you're talking about. And if you do, they're going to be 20 years old, whatever. So that said, just buy double everything. You know, maybe you buy a sample just to get it started. So you buy whatever and, you know, a small strip of WLEDs, just so you can make sure it works and you can figure it out, not too big of a deal for you. But if you're going to drill the J channel, you're going to crawl up on the house like a monkey for, I think it took me 10 days on and off. That's from like having no idea, you know, just watching YouTube videos to practical stuff. So, you know, the engineering, the development, the understanding, the development of the spreadsheet, the development of the segmentation. So from actually physically doing stuff all the way to whatever, what's the pay? It's about 10 days on and off. I did weekends, so like a weekday. So I would try to do, if I worked on it, I'd try to work on it a minimum of like, you know, commit myself like 4 hours to work, because you start to get all the crap out, and you know, if you only have a short time to work on it, there's no point in working on it, man. Go do something else that doesn't require, you know, 40 minutes of setup before you start actually working on a project. So project management is what this is about. So anyways, take your time, baby steps. If something's wrong, start from the beginning, ask WLED, take a picture. They'll laugh at you, but they're helpful. They're very helpful. The other guy I want to mention that is in a lot of the links for the videos. I'm going to chat news and I'm going to Discord. Like Mr. Lights, Mr. Why, I don't remember his name. Oh, I don't see him. He's not in my thing. But he's in the video links. WLED house. If you just type WLED house, he's like the top for all that stuff. Or at least he was, you know, when I was doing it. Let's see. The hookup is, he's actually good. Kind of a bald young dude. The other guy is, Dr. ZZS. Dr. ZZS is Dr. Z's. His videos are pretty good. He goes through everything, the setup, his house, the stuff he sells, J Channel or whatever. That's pretty much it. I will put a link to the stuff. If anybody has any questions, feel free to reach out. If you have any suggestions on, if you have any suggestions on good quality icicle lights without building your own, please let me know. My stepmother loves them, likes them, prefers them, and I like them. But I don't want to have to do the strip wire LED thing. That doesn't sound like fun to me at all. So anyways, if anybody has any suggestions on that, let me know, and take it easy. Record a show.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.